week's parasha, we have many mitzvahs which are negated to the end of Pesach. One of them is this there of Bal Yerubay Matzai. You don't want to have chametz in your house. And because of that, many people sell their chametz, especially if they have, expensive whiskeys. They don't want to, just like binge on it before Pesach just to finish it. So sometimes I have some ruba, and therefore we have a concept called mechiras chametz. So there's always been tumult about it, big pomus about it. Mechiras chametz. Let's see. Some people are machmir not to sell chametz gomer. What about gabei chametz shavur al Pesach? Even if you don't want to sell chametz gomer, can you buy chametz that was held? Does it make a difference? Let's see some of the issues. So the makar, the earliest makar for mechiras chametz in Chazal, you find in Tosefta. It's not in the Gemara, but there's a Tosefta. The Rishonim bring down. Tosefta says, "You sold the goy shall you buy in the svina." The chametz behind Yisrael. I raise a meicher and achri. The nice and matana, he's excelled and given present, and then they actually said, "The chayz are like men, lach pesach, and he even take it back." Ubavach, he didn't like matana gemura. And that the Rambam brings down, Shmuel brings down, Shmuel Aruch brings it down. Chametz Yisrael shal, it says in some tough mches, Chametz Yisrael shal pesach, also by na, etc. The machray nas lein yehudi. Shemechutz lebayis. Shemechutz lebayis. We'll get back to that. Shemechutz lebayis. Kariyim haPesach. After Pesach Yisrael, Machan Yehudi v'day boy shloiga boy klal. He knows that the guy is not interested in the chametz. He's not going to touch the chametz. He's going to watch it for you until after Pesach. Still, mutter ubavashi then al matana gemura belishum tnai. You can't make any tnayim. Oy. So this is an interesting halacha that called her cool, we say matana manas lahachzer shema matana has a shem matana. So chayiv, if you give the chametz to another wife to sell to him and risk it, and maybe you want to sell it back to you, why don't we say just give it to matana manas lahachzer matana manas lahachzer shema matana? Says the. So the Berelach discusses this. Memesin, this din of Matan Maslachzer is a Makan Rishayim, the God's Maimonis, and Shumas Deshin. They say that it can't be Matan Maslachzer. And they say the reason is Shumchumin Chametz. It's either called Tarakula, Matan Maslachzer, Shema Matana, but the Chumin Chametz. And therefore, since we have many halachas that Shum the Chametz were Machmir, so maybe what did Matan Maslachzer? We didn't want to rely on Tana Maslachzer. Says the Be'er Halacha, though, he has a good kasha. He says, the Chayrit should be awesome in that Mikra Din to sell it on Maslachzer. Why? Because you're opening yourself up for trouble. Because if you're going to sell the Chametz, but tonight they return it to you. What happens if the guy says, "No, I'm not returning it to you"? So what does that mean? It means Mafreya, it was not a Matana. If Mafreya is not a Matana, then it turns out the end comes in Pesach. So how could you open yourself up to that problem? That's like old Heine, right? He sold the Esther, he gives the Matana on Achse. So what happens if the guy turns around and gives it to you? He'll give back you Matana Masla Achse, so he's Makarim tonight. Again, you made a tonight, I'll give you the asterisk. He's my $100 asterisk. You have to give back to me. So he'll give back. You also tell him how it's cool he gave it back to you. Then he'll end up getting the asterisk. Terrence says, what do you do? So he says, you don't give back to him. And then what happens? Means you were Mekayim tonight. Means he wasn't Mekayim tonight. Means he wasn't Yaitzik. Okay. Agaponim for the mathematicians amongst us. All right. Now, so Be'er Halacha says, Be'er Halacha grapples with this problem. And he says, it's not Machna Ephraim, that it's not the problem. But he says, but the Pais and Mishayim talk about Chumim de Pesach, L'chayr should be the more of a problem. So he says, apparently, it's a Mechleg Zeshayim. whether this din of Mutar Mas La'achzer is even b'di'eved. The Sharim said they shouldn't go to Mutar Mas La'achzer. Is that only din l'chadchil? Is that b'di'eved? Some of Sharim say b'di'eved, you can't do it. And that, if the Sharim say that the Tumas Deshen, the Gosh Mayim is the same, that if you give Mutar Mas La'achzer, even b'di'eved, it's a problem, and it's going to be considered Chomash of Arul Pesach, and you know, I'll be nana from it after Pesach, then they can understand. So the Gavit B'di'eved, you have to come on the Svarach from the Pesach. Because the Berloch's problem, that you're opening yourself up to trouble, if the guy doesn't give back to you, that's only Dil Chathila. But B'di'eved, if Ma'isa gave back, you everything was very good, the Ma'isa said, well, you never, it wasn't Chomash of Pesach. There it's in, Shemtchon the Pesach, we're considering, with Thomas Lobster, that's not a matana. Union Pesach, upon him, and therefore, again, I'm deraisa. Obviously, Mukhlis Pesach was saying that's not a matana, and therefore, with the Eved, it's going to be a problem. That's why we need this loose svara. The whole Chomash Pesach is only Rabbanan anyway. So if you don't care about the Rabbanan, then you don't care about Chomash Pesach. Elmai, hopefully, we're all good Jews and we care about the Rabbanan. That's nice with the Ger Rebbe. The Beis Yisrael called him a chassid. He tells him, if I give $1,000, we'll eat Basar Oich B'chala. I said over the story, we eat Basar Oich B'chala. It's only this Rabbanan. He said, Chas Shalom, what does Rebbe take before? For this $1,000, we'll be Oich B'chala. He said, why are you Oich B'chala? You're Rabbanan all the time for free. For $1,000, you won't be Oich B'chala. But for free, you are Oich B'chala. So the Rabbanans are also Paris Gedi and Shem Nachash. The Machzah Shekel over here says that he has a problem with all Mechira. He says, Libi Aymerli says, that Dafka, this whole Pesefta, the whole business that we find, Mechiras Chametz, it's Dafka, he says, Amol. When Mechiras Chametz was done on a private item, the guy had some extra Chametz, he went to his neighbor, the guy, gave him the Chametz, took it back after Pesach. It was a small deal, you know, wasn't on a big scale. He says, they don't take it seriously. They think it's some religious ceremony, and they don't really chop like they're selling it. You know, the mole, he went to your neighbor, he gave him the chametz, and not basically he took it back. So when he mainly says he doesn't, you know, he's a big problem with all, he's been factoring in the whole mechiras chametz where we have it today. The chayra. There's a problem with Harama. This is what we're going to talk about. There's a big issue in the Paiskim. Are we chayshish for Harama? They don't really mean it. That's a shayla. So he brings out a very interesting svara. He says, based on the Ran, the famous Ran, everyone talks about it in the Ran, the Ban, all Shayim, beginning Sachim, when the Shayim grapple with the whole concept of Bittul Chametz. What's Bittul Chametz? Some say it's Hefker, some say it's Bittul. Ashbisu, this is a whole big tome of what Bittul Chametz is. And the Rishonim that say Bittul Chametz is Hefker, so there's a problem with, there's many problems. One is that Hefker has to be the Peh, and the Gemara says Mevatel Beliboy, numerous places that Bittul Chametz Mashmi'im Belev, the Hefker needs, and has to be B'fnei Shleisha, and Chametz, Bittul Chametz, we don't do B'fnei Shleisha. There's a lot of problems with Rishonim handle Legabe. Bittul Chametz. So there's the famous Ramban, the Ran, that they have an idea like this, that Batsim Chametz is Ein B'shusa. Gemara says the two things, Ein B'shusa Shradam. Babish Rabin, Chametz B'shashishas. It means it's Asibanah. It's Asibanah, the Shaila is Ein B'shaloi, the Shaila Ein B'shusa. It's at least Ein B'shusa, it's Asibanah. It's not considered your Rishos. Maybe it might not even consider yours, many Rishon hold that Yisrael knows. Is Eina Shaloi. And the Rajba, even got me Ned, the Rajba says, Rami Zan Dorn Pehei, that if a guy makes a Neder, Kikr is the Asr Alai, Neder, on the Kikr, someone else come take it. It's not his anymore. Once Asr Banot, it's no bailus. That's a child of the Von Sukkadaf Lamed Hei. That's a big child of what the Gedder Visor knows. That's obviously not for now. The point is, says the Ran. No, sure not. Certainly, there's no bias on certain. But anyway,
you say here, take this piece of bread.
I understand. There's no value.
For to you.
There's no value.
If you say keepers on us, I'm not comments.
Huh?
If you say Kikar Zeh Osur Lai, I'm not having enough of this piece of bread.
That, no.
And then you stole something from someone earlier, you can tell that guy, here, take this piece of bread, I'm taking back this piece of bread. Does that work?
Maybe.
So why can someone take it from you? Who can do that?
Because it's not his.
He can do that.
It's not his.
It's not
he sort of does Anish. I said I don't want to go in the Zugah. Now, says the Ram. The Batsam is Surah Nazan Shalai. Chamat Gemara says Anish Mishusai. Also, therefore, Batsam, you should not be Ari Bari Bari Matze. How you having this about you up? It's not mine. Lo Yer Alcha, some Chamat. Chamat is not his. Elamai says the Gemara. That is Sheva Aim Shazar, but Kasav, Asam, Ki'ilu, Hein Bishusai, Lavar Olav. Tara says, but even the Batsim is not yours, but since I'm actually holding on to it, I'm going to put it back in your shoes that you're Ayubai Rabbi Matzeh. That's the Gemara. Says the Ram. So when the guy says that the Chumash should be Levatel, Vehem Kafidara, so therefore he's Samech Daitai, Ladas HaMakim, because Baruch says he doesn't want you to have comments in Pesach. He's masking, he's saying, I don't want the comments. Right? The Meila, we say, even though Batsim, Mitzad Hefker, Mitzadine Hefker, it's not a proper Hefker, but really the Chometz is going out of just anyway. Elamai Torah is being Machayev you, anyway, though it's not really yours, but the guy that's Mevatel it, so what he's doing is, he's saying he doesn't want it. The scheme of Daik Lass HaMakim, Memeil Kishbaruch Hu doesn't put it back in his Rishos to be over, because he's saying he doesn't want it, Taka. Okay, so that's how the Ran explains the concept of Bidbo Chometz. Memeil, Zok Masa Shekel, and the Masa Binyamin as well, that she was Masa Binyamin, Magaram is down, that the mail like this, it's a chak. If a guy does Mechiris Chametz, so you know you want to say that, you know, there's a pipukum about it, maybe it's not 100%, right? But Masaif Kosaif, he's being Magala Das. He doesn't want the chametz in his rishos. He's selling it, right? He's going through the motions of selling to the guy. Yeah. So therefore, since batsim again, chametz batsim is starts with any b'shusai. Yeah. Elamai, the Torah is putting it back in your rishos. But as long as you've shown, either by bittul or even by the mechira, that you really don't want it, you're showing that you're masking the scheme of diet that's a makom. You don't want the chametz. You're selling it. You are keel getting rid of it. That's enough. That's enough. They shouldn't be over by Rabbi Matzah. Mei l'tzak b'chamash al Pesach. That's the chap of the Masa Binyamin to explain how Mechiras Chametz works, even though there are pikbukim.
If you don't actually mean the sale, though, then you're not really.
But you're going through the motions. You're showing that your scheme of diet lasts a makam. You're showing your scheme of diet lasts a makam.
If the guy doesn't give it back, then you're going to be not too happy with it yet.
Okay, but because the assumption was he's giving it back to you. But Maisi, you're giving it to him. So no, you scheme it back, that's welcome. You realize you're not supposed to have chametz, and you're giving it away. That's what they say. Now, okay. The Maisi, the Masis Binyamin himself, He even after he says his whole Shiloh Torah, he's not so happy with it. And he says, this will all work, you know. But since the Maisa, Rachman Alibabai, and Hashem knows if you really mean it or not, and he said he brings down Beis Yosef, Yerushalmi, that if you come to Vidalim, so the Mechon Jerech Meshlakish, whether it's Mutlach Behefker. And then the Gemara says, the Shahwei Chayesh Varama, who's Mafkarit. Yeah? So Meila, maybe you weren't really Mafkarit. So you see that we're Chayesh Varama. So Meila, he says, Koshkin over here, Dika Ktsase Chacha, Shemu Meshakir, Bishul Hafsim Ruba. So the kids are the Chena David Sarab Jewish Hakira, Ma'oid, today she hates it, then the Nam Islamitai, the Masa Binyamin, even with his Sushdal Tehran, he's not so happy about it. Now, okay, Machzeh himself tries to find another Limud Zchus on how it should work. It means down, this is interesting, Tzustel. It means down the Sugya in Mamtsiya Daf Yud by Ross Mitzia, Benof Aleh, Ba'achim Hizikba, Zeshik Zabakana. And Gemara says, why? Because the guy who's Nafal on the Mitzia, right? Even though the chayiv is kind of dalar ames, but fact, by virtue of fact they jumped on it, shows that he wants to be kind of with nefila and not with dalar ames. That's talking about by kanas chamin of dalar ames. And we say because you can say efshi with kanas chamin. It's mashma, but if it'll be if dalar ames will be a king deraisa. You don't say, then we'd say that you know you want to be kind of a different way. We say kind of anyway. Yeah, so, get a.
Doesn't kind mean that's. Even if it's the race, if you don't want it, then you make it busy. No.
But you are showing das that you want Kenyan. Say it.
Not that Kenyan.
What?
Not that Kenyan.
Since you want Kenyan, you're doing it Kenyan, so you're kind of. Mm-hmm. But Maisa is really not so posh because the male wants to be over here also, since you did a Kenyan, even though you don't really want it, maybe you're Bekaina. But, I mean, it could be Mechalak Takas, like I just said, because over there, Maisa, you show you want to be Kenyan. If I care, there's a halacha that Oide Benichsa Ger, Besav Shu Shaloi, a guy plows, a Ger died, and the guy plows a field, thinking it's his own field, he's not Kenyan, because he never asked to be Kenyan. So therefore, this whole svara is really not so kosher. So, Akapanim is a famous shtickle of the Torah Shor, the Sefer Bechor Shor Pesachim, where he also grapples with this idea. He's like everyone calls. He's like the main one that's mafakbik on the whole Mechiras Chametz is the Bechor Shor. He says mechalik between whether you're selling an animal. I guess there was a problem in those days that they had a problem what to feed the animals in Pesach, because the animals generally ate chametz. They ate chametz. And he says that Matthias was that if you didn't feed your animal chametz for 8 days, it would get sick and it would take weeks and weeks until it would get back to itself, because it wasn't eating its regular food. So what they would do is sell, quote unquote, sell mechiras chametz. Instead of mechiras chametz, you sell behemah. They would sell behemah to the guy. The guy would give it. Even says that the psoils of the yash, something with the schnapps, and very happy animals. But akapanim. So that's what they would do. So that's the chorshar, the tvorshar. Contests this minute, and he says like this: even if you want to say that mechiras chametz, you don't sell your chametz, but he says there's a difference between selling the chametz and selling the behemah, because he says like this: Batsam, there's a problem with mechiras chametz that it's harama. It's harama. You're only selling it because I've asked to buy it back. The whole thing is one big harama. Elamai. He wants to say he brings mechiras. That is there's a difference between these right from Rashi and Shabbos Kafam Tess. There's a difference between by Nisra Bonon by Nisra Aisa. By Nisra Bonon, we say that we're not worried about Aram. Even though you're only doing it, I'll dance to get it back. Nisra Bonon, more Mako. By Nisra Aisa, they will chayish more for Aram. Mel's up to Bechar Shar like this: if you're selling your behemoth, and the guy is feeding your chametz, so it means you're being nana from chametz. So even though you're not eating the chametz, but since your behemoth is staying alive because of the chametz, so that's called you're being nana for the chametz. You can't feed your animals chametz and pesach, even though you're not eating it. There it says, chametz asa barna. Chametz pesach asa barna. So Mela, it's Mr. Raisa, it's Shaila versus Raisa. Mela, he says, since B'chayish Harama, by the Raisa, he holds, others argue, but he holds it B'chayish for Haram by their eyes. A male can't give behemah to a guy and he's going to feed him chametz. This that were meikel, he says. This that were meikel by selling your chametz. There is a shayla a bar by matze. So it's also the raisa. It's also the raisa. Same. It's also the raisa. Elamai, he says, is like this. Haray, you do bitul chametz. Right, etc. Everyone does bitul chametz. Now the Gemara says, Midraisa bitl ba'al masagi. Midraisa, you only have to do the whole dikas chametz and bitl and beer chametz is on rabbanu once you do bitl. Midraisa bitl ba'al masagi. Elamai Chazal said the word that you might come to eat it, whatever it is, and therefore you have to be buy the chametz and get rid of the chametz, even though you did bitl chametz. But midraisa though the bitl hell says it for a shor chap. The meila, if you're selling your chametz, yeah, but you did bitl. So with the rice, you're good anyway. With the rice, you're not over. Elmai, the chashash d'abanan, then you have to buy and be mabayi chametz. Lagabe the chashash d'abanan, we say we were saying mechan arama. So even though the mechir is arama, lagabe the chashash d'abanan, we're not worried about arama. So meila, look at the tefor shor. That's how he explains the minhag to sell chametz, but to sell your behema, you don't have it. This chashash d'rice is no bit. You're not involved in your behema, right? Oh, so therefore, like this. The truth of the matter is, though, a lot of achrayim are mafakbik on the charshar, on this whole, because the chayra is a big problem. Because the chayra, the chametz that you're selling, you're not being mevatel. You're mevatel the chametz that you're not selling. The chametz that you're selling, you're relying on the mechira. When you're mevatel your chametz, you're not mevatel the chametz that you sold. Then that would make the whole mechira joke. Yeah, you bought the chametz, it's not yours. He'll have a hefker ka'ara da'ara. All your $20,000 worth of schnapps and your, what you call it, is a joke, because someone told me Rosh Hashanah said, instead of shit, the guy sold his chametz by him. He asked, you know, schnapps, whatever it was, he asked them how much it was worth. It was $20,000, $30,000, $50,000, like a crazy amount of schnapps. That's what he had in his stock of schnapps. He was selling with the rope and branch loan. Where have we come? Anyway, the like this. So meila, so pashta is what you're selling. You're not mevatel. What you're selling, you're not mevatel. So therefore, lechayer doesn't help. You're not mevatel what you're selling. So therefore, what does it help that your mevatel chametz is vayda deraisa? The ma'isa, the chsam seifers. So therefore, the chayim say elmai. A lot of chayim argue say that even though it's harama, they bring rayas that there's a lot of rayas that harama, quote unquote harama, even though you're doing it only on das to take it back, but ma'isa, seif lo seif, right now you're selling it. So right now, even though it's al das, you're just doing it, not be even hisser, but seif lo seif, there's a das that you're selling it, and therefore it's not a problem. Even got a behemoth, that's what Sefer writes in the tshuva. Says gam yirtz, he's talking about the behemoth. So they gam yirtz lemaychol and achri kederek shemaychin chametz less lamba lechein noigin at the bchol medinos. Says the Chasam Sefer, they sell the behemoth to the guy in order to avoid the problem with the guy. Vagoyin baal sefer tvor shor bechidush lebzachim kasim bezeh bar matmiim. Some Sefer says he's mevatel the whole taina of the Mechar Shah.
Did you ever just say that there's this whole run that really it's not near just the Yiddish and the Bittl is just showing that you don't want it back?
Okay, so
I can say the same thing applies, not Bittl, but if you're selling it, the same idea.
Selling what?
Selling the Chametz to the guy.
We said that. Right. That's what the Masriyam brought it down.
Okay, so.
Huh? That was
so it's the same thing as.
That was one svara. The Machzor Shekel, the Masbiyam had that svara, and you yourself asked the kasha. Why were Chazon share?
No, because very same. The question on the Torah Shor is that you're not being mevatel that chametz, but you're doing the same thing as bittel on that chametz.
Again, that's not the Torah Shor svara. He doesn't say that. Then that alone, he's not saying that. He's saying because of bittel. He's saying because of bittel. That's not what he says. He's not going to Masa Biyam. He says Bittl. We did Bittl. Now only this is the right. This is Rabbana. He says he doesn't say that the sale itself is Bittl. That's not the question. The sale itself is Bittl. Ron says by Bittl Chomet. He doesn't say the sale. Now the so there's now we come to a big shayla, which is the chay very very much negay la'alacha. And that is, what happens if the person that sells his chametz, or that quote-unquote sells his chametz, turns around and sells chametz on Pesach in his store? The goyim, the Jews, whatever it is, the guy sold all his chametz, yeah, he has a big, you know, shtar, he signed, went to the rabbi, gave him his $100, sold all his chametz, yeah? And now, people find out that he sold chametz on Pesach. So does that show? Is that, I'm afraid, does that show that that the whole sale, Etzim was a joke. Haraya, he's selling the chametz. They already sold.
Why didn't you say it's stealing?
One sec, I didn't say. Now, so the Sechemer brings down Maram Shik. And Maram Shik, he means the Sechemer got it goes that it's Taka or Mafreya, it shows that the whole thing was a bunch of baloney. And the earliest marker they brings for this is Maram Shik, Talmud of the Sam Sefer. He says, in Yehudi, Yen and Mechamet Shemachar, if he's time, he's not a fit, he's not a salary, time, he's not a fit, he's battle of Mech, as he said. As long as it came, Kimish Kvar, he's in the Ferish. He says, El Diyesh Lodin, Ari, Bevadim, Chiris Chomets, the Goy, Shemelig and Ach, Limcha Chomets, Bevadim Chal Beer, and came, Chiyom, Chil, Limcha Chomets, Kayim, Shigizman, Shas, he's talking about over there, that there's a problem when Chomets, when Pesach was Chal, when Pesach was on Shabbos, Pesach was Shabbos, Erev Pesach was Shabbos, yeah? So what we do is, we do the Shreifas Chomets, the Deer Chomets, we do on Friday, anything that they're not put away for Shabbos, we do that on Friday. And it says also you should do it dafka in the same time, Nizman Beer Chametz, even though it's not, it's a joke really. So just that, to keep the system going, they always do it in time. The next day you say, oh, well, last year we burnt the Chametz at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so this year also going to burn at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. No, you're by 10 o'clock, whatever it is, you do Shabbos, 11 o'clock, whatever it is. So the Shiloh over there was, Megabe, the stuff that they're selling, yeah, the stuff they were selling, they wanted to be able to the store that was selling, they're selling all their schnapps. People want to come right for Shabbos. They want to buy schnapps, you know, between the fish and the washer cooler. People have many days schnapps, drink schnapps, right? Akapana sale Shabbos was where they were allowed to sell. That's a big tumble over there. Well, what do you do? Someone said, well, they want to make the sale, should be chal on Shabbos. At the shayla, can you do that to make a sale, be chal on Shabbos? Is it Bekfeger? And then, whether you can make a sale, that, you know, there's this issue of Mechamemker on Shabbos. What if I'm doing everything before? It's going to be chal on Shabbos. There's all ace with the Shabbos Edeshen, the guy Pinyan Ben, that the 31st day is chal on Shabbos. So what do you do? Pinyan Ben, so we do Mitzvah Shabbos. The child's possession is done. Can you give Karin the Chomesh line before and tell him it's Michal on Shabbos? He has a problem with the Brach, with the Suda. But Befeger and Shuba has a discussion. This guy in the gate told these the vending machines. Are you allowed to have vending machines on Shabbos? That's in a Gersh neighborhood. Where so there's a problem with Mechamemkar because someone's buying it on Shabbos. So they talk about it, you know, this kind of thing, because you're not doing anything on Shabbos, it's hanging by itself. That's all Shaila. So that's part of all Tumul over there. What do you do with this Erev Pesach Shchalias B'Shabbos? Can you make the Mechir Shbechal after this? That's what Mashik is having over there. So there he says that since the Mechir, which is interesting, because the Mechir Betz is part of the beer, it's part of getting rid of all your chametz. So Mela, just like we said, that you have to burn your chametz. Chametz, you're not eating on Shabbos. Anything you're not going to eat on Shabbos, you're not planning on Shabbos, you have to get rid of when the Zman Beer Chametz of Erev Shabbos. So Mel Mam Shik says, there's a problem. Because you have to get rid of all your chametz, you have to make the Mechira. Mechira has to be before the Zman Beer of Erev Shabbos. So Mel is the problem. Well, how are you going to be Nana from the chametz? You know, that's why you can't make, so if you can be Nana afterwards, if you're going to sell it, and then you're going to be Nana, he says you're going to be Matul Mechira. If you're going to sell all the schnapps, then someone wants to buy some schnapps for Friday night, then that's going to invalidate the sale. That's with the context of the Maram Shik. So the Chemet says, he brings that a Maisa.
What does it invalidate the sale night?
The Maram Shik is saying that shows that it shows that you never meant to sell it.
Why is that the conclusion?
That's what he decides. You can't hear it. I say you can't hear another side of it. We'll hear all that stuff soon. Maram Shik held that's about
the Mechir. The whole sale is going to
hurt? What? That's what he says. And the Tzechemet goes with this. The Tzechemet says, Mizan Maisa, and someone sold chametz to a guy, and then sold chametz, and then on Pesach he sold some schnapps to a guy. And so the Chemed went to town against this guy, and he said he put the signs on all the shuls. He can't buy this guy's chametz after Pesach. And so Meila, he basically done Ram Shik. Then he says that really he would have told the guy he has to get rid of all of it and burn, pour it down the sink, all of it. He said the guy wasn't gonna, it wouldn't have worked. So he didn't ask the guy at Fairs that he can't sell the guy, but he did tell all the Jews that the Isser Hana on it. So he wasn't gonna listen. Yeah, but at least the everyone else has a problem. It's Chamshav Pesach has a problem. Then he's got another mice over there. Oh, he has all the cool someone. See, not everyone out that way, because it was a Rav asked the Mishai like this, that there was a Mummer, it was a Friar Jew, that his business was a very big schnapps business in a number of cities, and that was his big schnapps dealer. So the question was, he sent a messenger to the guy that he should sell his chametz with the Rav, like people do. Even though Lamai said this guy was a mummer and he was gonna be nana on Pesach, right? So he said he threatened the guy. Otherwise, he's gonna have to tell everyone they can't buy schnapps. This guy's a big dealer. Everyone buys. So I can't tell them they can't buy schnapps. So the sechem is down with him that this guy is not selling it anyway, because this guy's being nana from Chametz Pesach. He's a mummer. He's not keeping his sale. So mail doesn't help. That was his record with this rub. The Meiser Moshe also. The Moshe the Tshuva was mamish asked the shayla that the stores that sell Chametz and Pesach that invalidate the wholesale. So he says like this. That he says it's pashit, that it's not mevatel l'mechira. So he says first of all, like this, because first of all, in the shtar mechira it says that. Sorry, this doesn't necessarily. This is the shtar mechira Meir is talking about. I don't know if the shtar mechira in the time says Nechemed also said that, but he says the shtar mechira says that anything that you take is like you're buying it back from the guy. It says in Farish, I don't know, I haven't seen the Shtar Mechir, but it says in the Shtar Mechir, it says that anything that I take from what I quote unquote sold is like I'm buying it back. And therefore, I guess it's saying that then I take it off the cheshbon of how much he owes me. Kilo if he's going to keep the sale. Meili says, there's no bitl mekach. There's no bitl mekach. Elamai bought it back. Right? Whatever he took to sell, He bought it back. Fine. So he's not going to buy Rabbi Matzei. Because Rambam says, and if he's Rambam, he'll get Malchus for that. Because if Rambam says, if you buy Chametz and Pesach, then you get Malchus. Why? Because normally we say, buy Rabbi Matzei is Lavshem and Maisa. Right? But if you buy Chametz, you did a Maisa. So Rambam says, you get Malchus. Someone buys Chametz and Pesach, gets Malchus. So he's over on a Shekha Isser, he'll even get Malchus for it, but it doesn't invalidate the whole sale because what he did was he bought back Chametz and then he sold it to the guy.
He's also over on buying on making a sale, isn't he?
What?
Making a sale.
Okay, look, obviously this guy doesn't really care too much, right? He's being nana from the Chametz, you mean?
Buying it back.
Again, I just said, when he bought it back, he's already bought Rabbi Matze.
And
get Malchus.
It's a Rav of
what? It was Chol Moed.
I'm saying, what if it was Shabbos Yom?
Okay, if it was Shabbos Yom, then. And if he drove there, then it would be furthermore, he says, even if it's even without this tonight, yeah? Without this tonight. Yeah, he says you can't move out to the mecher. Yeah, why? He says because once you sold it, it's sold, right? Ella is one of two options. Once you sold it, either you're buying it back or you're stealing, right? So Mela says, "Am I sure? Fine. So he's got it. Take it. He's got it." But doesn't answer all everything else that he sold, and everyone can still buy it by him. The Chalkas Yaakov also, or Brash in Switzerland, is also asked this question: can you zimutter to for the rob to have a shtar mechira with a friar Jew who's selling his chametz, but he's going to be selling chametz on Pesach? Is it mutter for him to? Because betzem, if the sale is really invalid, then the guy has the whole two daf from the rabbi, the chametz was sold. People are going to buy from him. That's the question.
Without this tonight.
Then? No. Question is stop. Can the storekeeper comes to the supermarket guy comes to the rabbi? I want to sell my chametz. But the rabbi knows that this guy keeps he's selling chametz and pesa. Can he sell a bechal for the guy?
But does it say in it that whatever he sells he's buying?
He's not discussing the Moshe's punk svar of Moshe's, not in general. The guy comes and wants all my comments. Can he sell the comments knowing the guy's not really, it doesn't mean it. The guy's alright, he's selling his comments at Pesach, the store's open at Pesach. You see, obviously the only one big joke. Yeah. He says, not only is it mutter, you may have a chiv. Why? Lafush mi surah. Even though it's not going to be right, the guy is still going to be taking the chametz. He's been out of the chametz. He's selling it, whatever. But at least, we want to minimize the iser, and he shouldn't be arba matzah on his $100,000 worth of stuff that the chametz he has in his store. He says, and we're going to learn also, even though we say Halei Teil Rosh V'Yamais, right? That's a Gemara. Okay, we can bring that a little more by reference soon. That's a Gemara in Baba Kama. The Gemara says, "What does the Gemara say? That on Shvius you have to mark the Arla trees. Why? The people are going to come in your fields, and they don't know what's Arla and what's not. So you have to mark the Arla trees. They should know which foods they can take from, which foods they can't take from." Says the Gemara, "Why don't you always mark your olive trees in case someone comes and steals your fruit? So you should have to know. Chas v'shalom, the one baby sarla, right? So you should mark the trees. So the Ganav should know which is arla, which is not." Says the Gemara, "What do you mean? Halitei l'rosh of yamais? You give him the rosh. You give him the rosh to eat. Let him die. This is the source we mentioned. We know the whole story of Zilberstein." Which made a Tumul Shein Kamayu many, many years ago, about 10, 15 years ago. Reb Zilberstein was giving a shiur to, I think it was the doctors, on medical ethics, you know, something like that. So he came up a story that there was, I guess it was a story at the time, that there was some college kid that he was stealing his lunch all the time, every day. You know, geek, whatever, they were stealing his lunch. So this guy, he was a chemist. And he was like a brilliant chemist, so he created a poison, which only he had the antidote. And he laced the sandwich with the poison, and as the guy who steals lunch, as the guy is lying on the floor and throws to death, he pulls out his antidote, gives it to him, saves the guy's life. Yeah. So the shaila was, someone asked Reb Zilberstein, "Apelach is a mutter to lace your sandwich with cyanide, knowing that the guy's gonna come and steal it." So Reb Zilberstein, not missing a beat, said, "Halitei l'rosh v'yamais. The guy's stealing. Just like you don't have to mark your olive trees, I don't have to mark my sandwich that's laced with cyanide." And this made a tumult she'en kamayu in the whole world, right? It generated a lot of terror because there were like hundreds of shurim that were said, you know, to slug it off. And there was and a lot of the Torah journal. I think then he printed it, I think, in the Torah journal. And they got like hundreds of responses, like from all over the world, you know, in the subsequent editions. And the Ashur Chaim got a Rav Chaim then he was a little bit, whatever, he said, no, one of the times was, this is Al Tel Rosh of Yamais, right? So a little bit, the Gemara's not talking about having the guy die, Arla. So I know him to kill the guy? He said, what do you mean? Call Mechato is Yais Meshahar guy, right? If you guy doing a Be'era, it's worse than killing. So Melech, if you're allowed to let the guy do a Be'era, call him to kill him. Get to the hole, there's a whole tumult. Akabanim, So it says the Chalkas Yaakov, so even though Chari might want to say over here, I'll tell the Rosh of Yambais, this guy is being a jerk, he wants to sell Chametz and Pesach, so why do I have to worry about him? I'm trying to save him, this guy is eating Chametz and Pesach, what am I doing? So he says, brings down from, what did he bring it down? Oh, the Tashvitz. Think? No, it wasn't Tashvitz, it was somebody. I'll tell the Rosh of Yambais. He's down from the Shlomo Kluger Tuftam Das, that Halotel Rosh V'Yama is the Dafka when it's mamish in that thing itself, like the Marbo Kama, in that thing that he's stealing. Yeah, in that thing that he's stealing, we don't care if he's over another Isser. You're stealing this thing, so now you have to worry about you. They shouldn't be over this Earl also. You've been over the name on this thing. So Meila al Teil Rosh Yomim. That's what Shlomo Kluger said. Mashenkin, if Isser is something else, you don't say that cloud. So Akapanim says the Chagas Yaakov that Shail is are allowed to imchuyit. He calls that imchuyit to do Adra, but at least try to save him from by Rabbi Matzeh, and also the Midgeya. The people that are going to buy from him, you're also saving them from Chometz Avraham Pesach. People that don't look, you know, don't really care if it was sold or not, whatever, right? So like this, it's going to be Chometz Avraham Pesach. So all the people that are buying from him is going to be problems. At least you want to save them also. Oh, then he brings down. He says Gedayel Mizu. He says yeah, from Chaim Tzanz, Divrei Chaim. So the crazy story. And it was Mekel. He had a Yisrael Mummer that was married to Shiksa. And one day, one year, I guess he used to always sell his chametz. Yeah? Maybe he had a store. I think he had a store. He used to sell his chametz. One year he was on the road and he wasn't going to be back in time for Mechiras chametz. So he sent a message to his wife that she should go to the rabbi, yeah, and sell the chametz. And the Shiksa should come to the rabbi and sell the chametz, right? He says, what?
Sell to the Shiksa.
But the true possession says that has to be a chutz l'baisai. So he can't sell it to his wife. He's true possession, not going to carry it. So kitzur. So what do you do? He tells his wife, yeah, she goes to sell the chametz. Timchli Yisrael and now chemtzeh lifnim, which means like kilu, right? In other words, go through the motions, this joke of selling the chametz, you know, go do it, yeah? That was his loss with his wife. You know, it's on lifnim, meaning not for real. The fake, go do the fake mechira. That was what he told his wife. Yeah, that was the nusach, yeah? And so he said, because he didn't want to have problems afterwards. You know, if he doesn't sell his chametz, then the rabbis, you know, put all the pashkevil about it, that no one can buy his stuff. So therefore, he knows every year he has to sell his chametz, otherwise he needs to get the letter from the rabbi, he sells his chametz, otherwise he's in trouble. So over there, right, the guy told his wife, go through this fake mechira. Right? So and still Divrei Chaim said that it's not a problem, Chometz Shalom Pesach. Why? He says, first of all, some sheets of hold that, let's say someone forgot to sell his chametz, he went away, I could sell it for him, because it's like, Zachal Am Shalifan, it's Nichale, some Macharim say that.
It's not Zachal. You're selling his stuff.
Is it really Nichale?
He doesn't want, you're allowed to sell stuff he doesn't want?
If Zachal is Chir and Ham Shlichus, so what's the difference if he being Zeicha for him or you're selling it from him? If Schizm Tam Shlichus, listen to what I say, and then you can respond.
Even though it's on Tam Shlichus, you're being
Tam Shlichus, just like I'm a Shlichus to give it to him, I could also be the same Shlich to sell it for him.
No. But
okay.
You need him to sell the stuff he already owns. You don't need to tell him to get the stuff.
If I can become a shliach without him being mamanami a shliach, then it could work even to sell.
I'm not saying al shlichus. I'm saying that I can be.
I am doing the same al shlichus. I think zochem shlifan if chizm tam shlichus. Then it could work even zochem miyam.
Okay, whatever.
Now says the Bechayim, the Meila, we say el magus tam nichalei so you can sell for him. So there also he said. It says the mummer, obviously hearing the mummer wants to sell the chametz, that we know, because you know he doesn't want to have trouble with the rabbis afterwards. So Meili says If the woman would know that it has to be a real mechira in order there shouldn't be any problems, he'd be masking to that. So Melo, we could do a real mechira for him, even though he told his wife it's only a flip. Yeah, still apply it. So says Chavos Yaakov. I mean, who's bigger than the Divrei Chaim? Chaim Tzanzer was the Der L'Dor in his times. Yeah, so Melo. So Mel, in this case, if even over there, he was willing to go along with this, to take comments from a guy that's selling it, and he knows he's selling it. Elmai, he's still selling it. Nu nishkafel. And he says, then he goes into the whole sugya. He goes with the Rambam. You guys learned the second Seder, no? We guys up the second Seder.
Mches.
Mches, up. Yeah, you saw that, right? What? Oh, so now sugya there. So his famous Rambam, which everyone means this Rambam more in the Musa Shmuzin than in Halacha. The truth of the matter is, you mind Lashon Rambam, the Musa Shmuzin everyone takes out of this Rambam is not so partial as Rambam is saying. Everyone tends Rambam the Pintel Yid. That's why, you know, that's why the thing is, Kaifan Reitz Hashem Reitz Ani. Yeah, you beat the guy up, and we say he really wants. How does that help? So everyone quotes the Rambam saying that, oh, Elamai, the Pintel Yid, really Jew wants, Elamai, is the Yitzhara, so you beat up the Yitzhara, and then the real Jew shines through. It's not so clear that Rambam is saying that, but that's not for now. Agapanim, Rambam says, Misha Tokva Yitzroi, Hara, Levatel Mitzah, Lasa Veira, Huka, Shasa Dava Shachai, Lasa is, Aish Nisrachim Dava Shasa, Lasa is, Ein Zainis, Mimenu, El Hu Anas Atzmai, V'Dai Dera. So it's not that Koli is doing behind this. He forced himself. Because Eshen writes Lagarish, Mach Shu writes to us. Here's the Lashon Rambam, which I think is very important, and it's got to get it's a pickbook on the Chalkis Yaakov who wants to use this Rambam to explain why the Chametz cells don't work. Rambam's like this: Mach Shu writes to Liyos Miyisrael. V'roitza lasa is called mitzvahs. V'lisrach men averis. V'yisru shtakfai. Kimet shukach tash chaychai. V'im reitzni. V'agirish l'ritzayna. Ram says over here, who writes the liyis me yisrael. Yeah? In other words, he's a Jew. He's a car-carrying Jew. Yeah? Elamai, he's got a yitzara. So maybe he beat him up. So that's his rasan amiti. Yeah? Now, a mummer, yeah? I mean, the guy's a mummer, Shmatzach, yeah? So a mummer, so I don't know if you can say on him, who writes the Liyos Miyisrael.
What's the difference?
Rambam's talking about a guy that doesn't want to divorce his wife. Okay. You beat the heck out of him until he says rights on me. Yeah? So we say, he's forced. Terah says, no, he wants to be a Jew. Yeah? He's not talking about a guy that went up there. I'm not talking about a guy that became a Christian. He's Shmatzach. He's not, he doesn't want to divorce his wife. He's not interested in his wife. He's holding out for $500,000. Kasha Maisa. Yeah? So we beat him up and say, right? And then we say, it's a good get. And obviously in cases when it applies. So over there, the Rambam says, that's him, he wants to be a Jew. He's a Jew. He wants to be part of the Jewish religion. So then we say, okay, so he really wants it. But in our case, a guy that's Shmadza, a guy's a mummer, yeah, so he doesn't want to be part of the Jews. Haraya, he left, you know. So I don't know if the Rambam would necessarily apply to it. Okay, Akabanim, the kids are, so he says, even though...
This is a svar, you know, he's just what? Svar, you know, whatever.
Again, so,
still the title.
I said it, but the way the Rambam...
He's not saying
it. Says it... That's why I was mocking. He doesn't quite say the sort of Pintel Yid. He says, because the guy wants to be a Jew. So, that's just my pitchbook on this Raya. And then he gets into another little thing. He goes into the whole thing about whether it's an Aynis over here. That brings in the Chiluk, what comes out of the Sugya, which got a very important Chiluk, which comes out of the Sugya, which is again to other things also. That the Chiluk between forced, onto the day, onto the Achrini. Yeah? And that chiluk has ramifications in a lot of areas. The Moshul Gabe, they use that chiluk to explain the Rambam. The Rambam says that with the din is Yehorg Val Yavar, the Gimel Ver is Yehorg Val Yavar. Yeah? So Moshe said in the Rambam, he was supposed to get himself killed, and he didn't. Says the Rambam, still he's part of the Misa. The guy said, "Don't be afraid of a zara, they kill you. You should let Adam's not get killed." He couldn't do it, and he went ahead and was afraid of a zara. Does he get killed for being afraid of a zara? The Rambam, no. He's a chayav who's an einus. However, says the Rambam, when it comes to chayli, a person is sick. Chayli is a sakana. The only way he could be cured is with a zara. All that, yeah. So we say, b'di'eved, you're supposed to let him. He's supposed to die, not use a vayzar. B'di'eved, he's chayv misa. So a lot of achrayim explain this chiluk because when it's an anos, yeah, it's called, the pshat is that you're being forced. Someone's forcing you. So we say the ma'is is considered ma'is of bainis. Mashenkein, legabe.
You're in a situation
when you because you do because you want to live. No one's forcing you. You just you because you want to live. Therefore, but then you're doing your own volition. Therefore, it's not considered a ma'is of bainis. Therefore, but they have to be chayit. So they're also this comes down to sugi over there and. If you ate, you are your vezar in order to save your life, then you chayit misa.
Was
you ever seen b'di'evet? If you did it, you weren't supposed to. You were supposed to let yourself go. If you b'di'evet, you are even a very chayav misa. Now, so this chiluk, he wants to say the guy, even though you know the unsa d'nafshe, right? It's a case of the meshumah that wants to sell his chametz. Pshat is even though you know he's being forced. So you say he doesn't really want it, but he's being forced. He's forcing himself. So therefore, he says, the maskana of the Kalkas Yaakov is that not only is it mutter to do it, but it's a mitzvah. He's saving him from me, he's saving everyone else, and therefore, Chom Shalom Pesach, and therefore, he should Adar Abba Mimishtal. He himself writes, even though he says, Dagdaril Paiskim, that argument is, he calls it Techemed. We mentioned before. He wants to say that was after Midyan Milsa. Mekayim is when people are heard of El Dvar Hashem. You want to make a statement. The Sechem was very strong on that guy that sold his chametz in Pesach, right? And that we say invalidated the sale, etc. He wants to say this Sechem was talking about in a case where in a situation where you want to make a statement. You want to make sure that people aren't going to stop following this guy and he's going to make a big piritza. Then he had to go, you know, throw the book at the guy and go come out very strong. But he says, Mashenkin in our places where Adarabba is not going to help, that he writes his Lashon, you know, a lot of people use the parts of Mubal Aymid, which is a concept in Erevin, there's more open space than closed space. So the piritzas. In Judaism at that time was more than the aim, and therefore you have to at least try to do whatever you can. Now, okay, so that's Lagabe, that's Mechira, the Pikpukim on the Mechira, is it valid, it's not valid, etc. So now, so because of all this, right, there are many people that won't sell Chametz Gomer. Someone's gone by the Shavu by Ra, so we, you know, if you can avoid it, it's not have some ruba. You know, a store that's have some ruba, or someone has his collection that's have some ruba. No, you know, you should, whatever. But the point is, Lagabe, you know, some you have a couple packages of noodles left over. Okay, so you get rid of it. No big deal, right? Oh, but what's more negaya is Lagabe Chometz Aral Pesach. Right? If you're going to be chayshish for the mechira, so the shayla is, can you just go buy any store that has a tuda on the wall that they sold the chametz, or are you chayshish, you know, or any big company, Olsen, yeah? Olsen is the last I checked, the owners aren't from, and the question is, so they sell the chametz, of course every company just sells their chametz, and the question is there a pickbook, Lagabe comes from Pesa. So, certainly there's a svar to Mechalik. Even though, let's say, you don't want to sell Chametz Gomer because Shalav Deraisa, you want to be Chayishish, maybe it's problems with Mechira, the Achrayinim, that we're Mefakmin the Mechira. Not so Shekel, all that we mentioned. But Gabi Chametz Avra Pesach, that's the only Nisr Rabbanah. The Isr Chametz Avra Pesach, the Nisr Rabbanah. Memela, there's more reason to be Mekel on that. The Maisa, L'maisa the Goyin, l'maisa Rav. That's why I think in Eretz Yisrael a lot of people are machmir. And the Goyin, l'maisa Rav, says that the Kupay Aleph, he says, Acha Pesach ein lichach min hashuk, mash oif mekemach shel Yisrael. Don't anything that was baked with flour that was owned by a Jew. Umishmarim v'yash schnapps the sheikh shel Yisrael. Kemachir garua. Mechir is a bad, you know, it's not 100%. Alkein lo yikne rak shem shel goy. Or flour that wasn't washed, right? If it's unwashed flour, because the whole problem with flour is that they bleach the flour, that's why they say maybe it became chametz. Otherwise, flour itself is not chametz. How do we make matzah out of flour? Right? So, elmai. So, therefore, he says you should use unbleached flour, as the guy said. L'maisa, like I said, this is certainly a sarat machal, then the guy made chametz shalom pesach, as long as it's rabbanon. But that's why, but it's a lot of people machmir. That's why you have to always look at the code. There's a code, you know, you can see the code when whether it was produced, because it says like from January, the amount of days, so you have to figure it out, and then you can tell from the code when it was produced. That's why, like, you know, with the day or two after pay, you always see, like, you know, the biscuitim or the pretzels that, you know, and then a big, you know, big thing on it. Nef Muhammad was made after Pesach. You know, they once found one of those things, one of those signs on bread before Pesach. Nefa mekemach shenitchan acha Pesach tafshin ayin tetz tafshin ayin ches whatever, and it was before Pesach. So that was a bit of a problem. But anyway, so therefore, again, but some. Some are some are right that he says ain't for the hachmar for Pesach shlodech chomet shemach chemini yisrael anochi b'mechir chomet kenod shem leheis mechir b'gemar das. He says barim shlevin barim Moshe is okay with all mechira that sufkasayif he sold it. And frat today also even at Shul, I think Rabbi Yashiv put added some things into the nusach, the standard nusach, mechiras chametz, that should be it should hold up in a secular court, because that shouldn't be that they're just doing a religious thing. They don't, because they can't get the extra rabbats unless they sell the chametz, so they're just like, you know, some religious ceremony. So there, Yashiv, to avoid that, Yashiv added some clauses into the contract to make it more real. I think that with a lawyer, that's a legal contract, legally binding, even is going to be upheld in a secular court. So for today, it's more kal because of these additions Yashiv did. L'maisa. So, some people have, you know, if it's a from guy that sold it, more medical, like I always go, like Rav Pesach, I go, like cheaper, go and buy like 10 boxes of cereal because, you know, the from owner. So, when Harnoff got a room once spoke, there's a vicious McCullough that are next to me. So, a room once spoke about this. So whatever, you know, back and forth. He said something like this far, that if it's a from guy, then, you know, Yizicha, he understands what I mean. Yizicha, there's less of a pickpock on the whole Mechir, and therefore, the frog got to come to Shalor Pesach, you know, there's certainly room to make a. So, there's this Makol right next to me. So I noticed, like, Erev Pesach, like, the guy got, like, a huge shipment of, like, you know, common cereal or something like that. You know, like, why? Because the rabbi passed, he heard this, the rabbi passed me, they could buy from that Pesach. Okay, he's going to make a killing. So that, Ravosna has a tshuva. Are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to buy stuff before Pesach? No. So his case was a little more edel, not so grub. And I got here from Shimon that also. This guy wanted to know. The guy was a liquor store, whatever it was. And he said, if he buys it before Pesach and he sells it, he knows that he did it okay. Yeah. So the schnapps and look at he's selling. He knows it was sold properly in Pesach with a full fledged mechira. Elmeh, the stuff that he's going to buy at the Pesach from the supplier, he doesn't know what that guy was doing, right? So therefore, fakaret, he was doing it partial shem shemayim, that the stuff that he's selling to his customers at the Pesach should be sold better than just if he's going to buy it afterwards. That was the shayla that was asked for Vosner. So he's not back and forth, and he says his whole discussion. Kids are time for the go to the whole piece, but then he's massive. He says though that you know Mikra Din, you know it's okay. He's not somebody who makes it from your house, etc. Goes to the whole thing. You know for sure, and all the and argue goes to the whole thing, but. He says, like this. He says, this is Dovah Meguna. Limkol, to buy, you know, in order to be able to have the Pesach. But he says, though, there's no Eitza, right? And it's going to be half-sip. People won't buy from him. Well, you know, when there's a real cheshbin, then he says, okay. In the case of my colleague guy next to me, there, that's the Chara. At best, it's a Dovah Meguna. You know, at best, Dovah Meguna. When they organized Mechiras Chametz, yeah, and they said if you have some ruba, you know, even a storekeeper, you know, the raisa, because they would rely on Mechiras Chametz, they didn't mean that you should make a quick profit and buy out all the Cheerios you should be able to sell it after Pesach, because you're the only guy that the rabbi said they could rely on.
Who's the one? All right, thanks.